Hi guys, it's Simple J SSD here with another episode for you guys. I just want to send a lot of positivity and love to every one of my listeners. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for giving this little engine that could podcast a stream, a listen, a try. I appreciate you, and I love you for it. If you're a returning listener, you know I'll call you guys my family. You're my big extended family that I can't see right now, and I hope to meet eventually one day. I'm sending you all a virtual hug. Big, wonderful, just nice cuddly hugs to all of you guys for always listening to the podcast, always giving your feedback, and just always keeping up with all the episodes. Now, this is going to be a heavy one, so I'm letting you guys know off the bat, be prepared, this is going to be a tough episode to do. It's going to be also a tough episode to listen to, but this is an episode that has to be done. It has to be spoken about. It has to be addressed. The title of this episode is going to be called Bare Your Soul and Let It Be Free. What do I mean by Bare Your Soul and Let It Be Free? I did a podcast episode a while back. It's been a while because so many episodes where I've talked about that we've lost the idea of what it is to empathize or be sympathetic towards people and what they're going through. And I've noticed this on a larger scale now, that people just are going through their daily routine and don't stop to even think how their actions and their behaviors and what they say truly affect their neighbors, their coworkers, their friends, their family. And it's very much magnified now because of where we are in terms of there's a global pandemic and not a lot of people were able to withstand all the pressures that came with us being locked down, with us being shuttered away from those we love for a long period of time. Some were extended. And there are folks who weren't designed to be inside all the time. Some people are wired to be homebodies like myself, so a shutdown really didn't affect us per se, but there are others who aren't wired to be homebodies. They like to be out and about, mingling with folks, chit-chatting, socializing, engaging in different conversation. And when that was taken away, that's when they struggled to truly be who they are at their core. Now, what I've noticed also because of what has happened in the last year and a half is that you've seen people break mentally. You've seen everything take a toll on people and they are not withstanding all the pressures that are coming with everything. A lot of people are breaking. A lot of people are cracking. A lot of people are close to the edge. And unfortunately, a lot have gone over the edge. What I mean by gone over the edge, a lot of people have taken their lives because it has become too much. Empathy is not something that you have to be born with. It's something that's developed over a period of time. But you can also learn empathy. It's something that can be developed, like your sense of smell, your sense of hearing, like your sense of maybe your ability to read folks. You can also have that ability to become very empathetic and sympathetic towards people. When I say bare your soul and set yourself free, I'm saying to people who are suffering in silence, whatever your situation might be, it could be you're in a situation where you feel like you can't get out of. You're in a marriage that is no longer working. It's toxic. It's unhappy. You're in a job that is not good for you. You're not seeing any upward mobility. You feel drained. You feel taxed. You feel burdened. Maybe right now you're not where you feel like you should be in life. Your station in life is stagnant. There's no growth. You don't see any prospects on the horizons whatever your situation is. I don't want you guys to feel like you need to walk around with all of that burden by yourself. Being burdened is like having a 200-pound weight pressed against your body, just dropped on you. One load, one time, one hit, and you can't find a way to muster the strength or the courage to maneuver your way from out of that 200-pound weight. It's a lot. But I want us to understand that there are still folks that are empathetic, sympathetic, and will still be there in your time of need. They might not be able to help you financially, but they'll be there as a shoulder to lean on, a shoulder to cry on, someone to vent to, someone to talk to, someone to express yourself to. Maybe they'll be able to help you come up with solutions. Maybe they'll be able to speak to someone in order to get you the help that you desire. But do not walk around with all these burdens on your soul, your body, and your heart. It takes a toll. Just like I've told you guys in the past that stress takes a toll on your body, it literally kills you from the inside out. When you keep things and you burden yourself, it kills you from the inside out. It's like a tree that's rotting from the inside. And it's still there, but it's rotting. So eventually it's going to wither away and die. You do not want that outcome for yourself. Now, I know what you guys are saying. Oh, but you can't be careful who, or you have to be careful who you tell your burdens to or unload to. Because some folks are like sheep in wolf's clothing. They're only there to hear what's wrong and negative, and that's just not going right in your life, and they're spreading it like wildfire to other people so they can cause you harm, embarrassment, and to make you feel even lesser than how you feel at the moment. And I get that, and that's fair, because I've seen that happen. But then my counter to that would be, you would know by now who in your environment, your surroundings, are people you can literally identify will be there, will be your ride or die, will be your ace, will be someone you can vent to and unburden and help you unpack these loads. There are those folks out there, and we sometimes overlook them because we feel like they have enough going on, so I don't want to add to them, but they are so ready and willing to be there solid to help you unpack and unload, because they're built to handle not just your load but others and still remain standing. I said this before, guys, a lot of people are cracking and breaking at this point. And then what I'm trying to also let you guys know, that there are folks who are built to handle everything and take on other challenges, other people's challenges, and still remain solid and still keep their mental wits about them. We're in times where people are literally feeling like their only way out of anything that they're going through is to take their lives. And we have to now wonder, what steps did they go through in order to get to that point where they feel like there's no other option, no other way, nothing they could have feasibly done before they got to this end result of, I have to take my life. That's the last thing that's going to get me ultimate peace. I'm not saying I know what everybody's burden is. Everybody has a different genetic makeup. Everybody is built to function a certain way. Everybody has their own stresses, their own trauma, their own things that they're trying to heal from, their own things that they're trying to deal with on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. But what I'm saying is this. I want you to find options, ways, folks, people, friends, family, things, outlets that can help you to channel all this burden, all this toxicity that is tearing you from the inside out before you get to that path where you feel like it's the end all be all and I have to take my life in order to get away from these things. You need to burden your soul. You need, if you don't feel comfortable going to someone who's closest to you, sometimes strangers tend to work out to be your best, what can I say, asset or your best medium, that's a better term, medium for you to get the help or to get the calm you need or to help you weather the storms that life have been throwing at you or throwing at you lately. Sometimes strangers really do work out to be allies in your fight against everything that you're going through. Another thing, when you are doing empathy, you have to understand when you tell someone, how are you doing? You have to be prepared to have the time, the energy, the interest to hear what's going on with this person, feel what this person is going through, and be there when this person needs you. Because when somebody is going through a lot and they find you to be their solace, their peace, their calm, you have to make yourself available because you want to make sure you're there and they don't seek other ultimate options that are going to end up being to the detriment of that person's health or ultimately life. So make yourself available for all those people you feel like need you in terms of unloading what you have on your heart and your mind. I used to be a person who would be like, you know what, I want to go through whatever I'm going through by myself. I'm not going to tell anyone. It's nobody's business. Everything that's going on is me. I don't want anybody in my business. I'm just going to go on through and hopefully. What I've noticed is by doing that, there's a shift in my personality. What I mean by that. So I'm blocking everybody out, thinking I'm doing the best for me by just internalizing everything I'm going through. But that's not my personality. My personality is one of being outgoing, friendly, open, engaging. But by taking on all this burden and not bearing it to someone I can trust, someone I can be free and honest and open with, and have them be there for me. Now, my personality has shifted to something completely different. Another thing I've noticed, folks, I need us to understand something. There's a lot of folks that walk among us that are suffering in silence. Just because they're not on the street, homeless, and have maybe had a mental break, so they're not living the lives that they used to live, so they're out on the street and they're just walking from here to there or just sleeping wherever, doesn't mean that these folks that you see walking around who are doing regular 9-to-5s or who are big CEOs, CFOs, who own their own small business, who may be lawyers, doctors, whatever profession they've haven't had experiences that have left them traumatized, haven't been through stuff that have them burdened. There's a lot of folks walking around here with trauma that has not been checked, There's a lot of folks walking around here with a lot of mental illnesses that you cannot see just by looking at them. There's a lot of folks walking around here with schizophrenia, a lot of delusions of grandeur, borderline personality, bipolar, depression. And you can't just look at them based off how they dress, how they act, and think they can that person can seriously not be somebody who has these illnesses. But there are folks who look great on the outside. They're wearing Prada, Versace, Gucci, you name it, they've got it. Dressed to the nines, dressed from head to toe in the most expensive stuff. But those are clothing that are covering up things that are happening on the inside of their minds that you will never be or will never know they're going through. Why do I say that? I say that to say this. Don't ever think that just because a person looks sunny on the outside that they're not suffering on the inside. Maybe that's their cloak of protection in order to protect them from people who may be judgmental and try to belittle them and try to make them feel lesser than just because they have a mental illness or maybe they've suffered bouts of depression. This is where I'm tying all of this back into saying empathy is something that we need to work on more, and empathy is needed more in our society nowadays. Folks are walking around here just wishing there's people who they could just speak to and who can relate to them and they can bear their souls to and just literally get that feeling of relief and not feel as though they're being judged. Being judgmental gets us nowhere. Being judgmental never gets us to a place where there's healing, where there's any amount of positivity that comes out of it. Judgmental folks, for it's my interpretation or my belief, or folks that who themselves have things they need to work out, but they'd rather project their issues, their beliefs, or what they're going through on you in order to not deal with whatever it is they need to deal with. Some of them are walking around with unchecked trauma as well, but they'd rather project everything and let it bounce from them onto you so they feel good about themselves. And that's never a good thing. If you have to do that in order to make yourself feel good, then you're really not a good person and you will never be viewed as a good person. No positivity will surround you. No positive rays of sunlight will surround you. It always will be a negative aura. No one will look at you in a positive light. So let's get back to this thought and idea of empathy. When you're empathizing with somebody and being sympathetic to somebody's situation, plight, life, where they are, understand that nowhere in being sympathetic should there ever be judgment. Let me rephrase that, or let me repeat that. There is nowhere in when you're being sympathetic that you should be judgmental. They don't go hand in hand. They don't work together. They repel each other. Sympathy and judgment do not go together, just like oil and water. They do not mix. So if you're gonna give some empathy, judgment should be free and far from your mind, from any vicinity that's in that area of being sympathetic. You're gonna be open, you're gonna be engaged, you're going to listen, you're gonna offer feedback, yes. But your main purpose when you're being empathetic and sympathetic is to let this person vent, get what's on their mind, their heart, their soul, unburden themselves, and help them relieve all of that. And trust is important. They should trust that once they unload and you help them unpack, that whatever it is they confide in you stays between you and them. Trust is important when folks are trying to let you in on whatever is bothering them. They have to feel comfortable with you. They have to feel comfortable in your presence. Because if they don't feel comfortable, then they're going to clam up. They're never going to share. And then you know what's going to happen? They're going to try to deal with it on their own. They probably won't. And then it's going to get to a place where they just feel like they can't take it anymore. They're going to bend. Then after bending, they're going to crack. And you know what comes after cracking? They're going to break. And we all know what the breaking point for most people are nowadays is to take their lives. And we're trying to get these people to the place where they feel like there is hope. There's a rainbow at the end of everything. Or there is a big, nice, sunny, wonderful disposition at the end of everything. So we need to learn to be more empathetic towards people. Don't think just because someone seems like they have it all, that they have it all. Because they might be rich financially, but they're poor mentally and emotionally. They're suffering, but they've put up a facade. Because they feel as though there's no one who can empathize with them because of their station in life. And they will be judged. And as I told you guys before, empathy doesn't go well with judgment. They are not twins. They are enemies. They're not allies. They're not friends. They don't work well together. So the next time you see someone and it seems like, as we would say, they're a little off, understand that there may be a lot this person is going through. And maybe all they need is just to know that somebody is going to be there, open, engaged, a listening ear, non-judgmental, empathetic overall, but also someone they can trust with their secrets, their stresses, their burdens. These are tough times. I've always told you people, and I know there's a saying that says tough times build tough people, but there's a lot of people who aren't made for that saying. There's a lot of people who can ascribe to that saying. Tough times aren't building tough people now. Tough times are breaking tough people. They're taking a toll on folks. We need to be a little bit more open and a little bit more, or should I say a little less judgmental. A little bit more understanding will go a long way too. That will help in getting everything just where they need to be. And folks, understand that no matter what a person is going through, they're still human. And they still deserve respect, love, and empathy. We need to start practicing being more loving, caring, compassionate, and empathetic towards people. You never know what a person is going through. You never know where a person is in their lives and their mindset. So it's very important to be open to that. Let's make it a point of duty moving forward that we do away with being judgmental and be more open to the idea of being loving and empathetic towards everyone we meet, encounter, share space with, share time with, share ideas with, or literally share our hearts with. And if you are going to be there for somebody in their time of need, it's important to understand your role in your position and play that position accordingly. Your role is to be the vehicle of calm. Your role is to be the vehicle of peace. Your role is to be the vehicle of unburden, unpacking, and helping them through this crisis so they do not get to that point where they feel like they have no options. And in doing all of this, there has to be a level of trust and accountability. Accountability that no matter what, you will be there through the peaks, the valleys, the highs, the lows. You will show up and be solid and be in this person's corner because they will need you whenever it gets tough. And things do get tough. They really do. And no one can account for when that will be. So let's take on this new mantra of being there for folks. Maybe it's a text. How are you doing? If you need to talk, I'm here. Feel free. Maybe it's a phone call. How's everything today? How have you been? Do you need to talk? I'm here. Try to be present with your people. Check up on your folks. Check up on your friends. Check up on your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whomever. Check up on your people. Folks are not only bending, they are breaking, and they are cracking. These are difficult times, and not everyone is built to handle difficult situations. And if folks don't feel like they have any type of resources or resources that they can go to solve their issues, they are going to get to that point where they feel like there's no other choice but to end it all. And this is what we're trying to get folks to not feel like they have no option. So this is my challenge to you guys moving forward. Let's be more compassionate. Let's be more empathetic. Let's be less judgmental. Let's be open-minded. Let's let people be who they are. But also understand when you feel as though someone is not where they should be, or maybe mentally they don't seem like who they usually are, check in. Whether it's a text, a phone call, you stop by, check in. Check in on your people. This is what we need to start doing. Check in, be present. Be available, be aware, be empathetic, be compassionate. We need more of that today. We need so much more of that today, guys. It's so needed now. I really appreciate you guys so, so much. If there's anyone who's listening to the podcast and feels as though they want to unburden, unpack, and they just need to vent or talk, and there's nobody in their vicinity that they feel comfortable doing it with, feel free to let me help you unpack, unload. And as I stated before, trust will be there. I will never divulge anything to anyone, and I will make myself available to check in to make sure everything is good and you can get back to yourself. And if you don't even get back to yourself 100, at least get back to that place where you are at least at some level of peace and calm, and we've quieted the storms that are raging around you as best as we can. As I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.